Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Jess.
All eyes on Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge. Last night it kicked off, the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. And I think everyone was, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Run DNC.
No, it wasn't Run DNC.
Big concert.
But everyone wanted to know what was on Bernie's mind.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. And so we got to get today. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders.
How are you?
Hi, Bernie.
Great to be with you. Let me read my notes.
Please.
Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and assorted interns.
Let me start by saying you did great last night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What about this heat? I have to make a statement. Before we get underway, I can't believe this heat. There is no fabric softener that can prevent chafing in a wool suit. It's not been invented. It never will be. I am very frustrated. The heat, global warming is a significant problem for all of us. But global warming right now is causing my skin to slough off to the bone.
Oh, jeez.
Bernie, the
heat. Oscar, thank you. And may I say.
Yes.
Congratulations on your recent completion of the Masters of Business Administration at the Robert F. Smith School.
Is it F? Robert H. Or- Robert H.
Let me congratulate you on your recent completion of a Masters of Business Administration at the Robert F. Smith.
Robert H.
Smith School of Business.
Thank you, Bernie.
Bernie, when you talk, you almost seem like you're pausing for applause. Are you expecting us to clap?
I don't expect anything from you, Spiewak.
Okay.
Other than to raise yourself up to the degree that your brother has, furthering his own education. Now, we all know that in the Spiewak household,
right,
it is a dead-end series of alcohol and bad television.
Right.
But I have faith that you, Rob Spiewak, will someday raise yourself up. But that's not what I'm here to talk about.
Okay.
Soon I will be going home.
Oh, you sound sad.
Soon my campaign will officially be over. I will be retiring to my home in Vermont.
You mentioned this. You mentioned this heat, Senator Bernie Sanders. I'm wondering.
That's my name.
I'm sorry. I'm wondering.
You like to be referred to by all three words,
yes.
Don't you?
You can call me Bernie.
Bernie. I'm wondering if the heat in Vermont is at all been changed, like the heat's been changed here in the D.C. and Philadelphia area.
As you know, up in Vermont, we have we have a slightly more temperate climate.
Right.
Due to the fact that we are further to the north where the Canada border is, and therefore we are not as hot as our nation's capital, or in this particular case, Philadelphia. May I make another point?
I wish you would.
The top 1% of hotels in the United States only serve two kinds of juices, orange and tomato. I challenge you, try to get prune. Try to get prune. And in most hospitality operations, they laugh you right out of the building.
Do you like prune juice?
Prune juice is not a question of whether I like it. It is more a question of function. And let me say, based on that, this is not a campaign.
Yes, Senator Bernie Sanders?
This is a movement. And speaking of movements, we must get prune juice into the kitchens of every major hotel in America.
Is this... All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is this just Philadelphia or is this countrywide?
What?
Is this just in Philadelphia or all around the country?
Every hotel.
Every hotel.
Get up in the morning.
Yes.
I challenge you. Walk down to the local breakfast nook, cafe, whatever. Some of them simply have little breakfast areas off the lobby. And say, hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. Would it be too much of a problem to get just a small juice glass filled with Sunsweet prune juice? And you may as well be speaking a foreign language like ISIS.
Now, what about the fact that in an effort to remarket prunes, in some places now they're calling them dried plums? Don't you think that's fakery?
Fakery is you confusing the issue by making it more complicated than it needs to be. I will not answer that. I will
Bernie.
Not deign to to respond to that. Yes, hello?
What about the access to Boniva?
Boniva is wonderful. My wife, Jane, uses it on a regular basis. And as everyone knows, her bones are bigger and stronger than they have ever been. As a matter of fact,
yes?
I have never been to a campaign rally where someone has not mentioned to me, hey, that wife of yours is certainly big bone. Now, I don't have much time. I've got more interviews to move on
to.
Yeah,
I understand. You've been very generous with your time.
I have not said this publicly.
Oh.
But I have said it in private. There is nothing that I would rather be doing than sitting back at home in my bed with Epsom salts and a single vanilla-scented candle playing my favorite game, Bernie Makes the Bubbles.
Oh, that's really?
There was not enough time to address the issues, the thousands of issues that
Many.
I had.
Yeah.
You heard about the ones that I had to talk about all the time, promoting universal health care, also making sure college tuition is free for anyone that wants it. All these issues are significant, but there are smaller issues.
What kind of issues?
Smaller.
So these smaller issues, are they still important even though they're smaller?
They are. For example, like, why does Wednesday always have to be Italian night? And reducing the national speed limit to 45 miles per hour. One of my chief causes that will result in much less stress for senior citizen drivers around the United States. And I have to leave you with this.
Yes.
The media. Mm. I've talked about it. I mentioned it in my speech last night. You tell me why it's impossible for any major network to run any episodes of Murder, She Wrote on Matlock or This Old House or The Night Stalker with Darren McGavin or any of the great old shows that I love so much. You can't get quality television in syndication anymore. It's all this reality crap that I don't like to watch on the road. Bring back some of the great, wonderful syndicated programming that I enjoy watching, like Reba or Dynasty or Dharma and Greg or The Nanny with Fran Drescher, or Tales from the Crypt, or Fantasy Island, or The Courtship of Eddie's Father, or Combat, or Hazel, or the...
Hazel?
Just please explain to me why we can't do this. I will say to you...
Yes.
My final words to you,
yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show...
Final words.
That one movie marathon, television show marathon would bring us all together.
Oh, there's one that could do it?
Just one show.
What is
would
it?
Show all Americans that we are stronger together. Just one show would bridge the gap, narrow the divide, and unite us as citizens like no other country.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you, Rob. I think it's probably pretty obvious what that TV show is.
What is it?
The Jerry Springer Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Here I am. Am I here? You know it, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the taroot root. Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. I have today's forecast for you. Hot
Okay, I'll tell you, it was really hot today. It was so hot today, I saw a robin dipping his worm in nest tea.
Isn't it just lousy hot today? Here's how hot it is. I get on the subway this morning, and I saw a rat eating a Dove bar. It's that hot.
Really? It was so hot today, I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot of this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, if you want it your way, cook it yourself.
Only in New York is a sure sign of summer. I was walking on my lunch hour through Central Park. My hand to God, this is a true story. It's so hot and sunny outside, I saw a squirrel rubbing sunblock on his nuts.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by MeUndies.
Yay! Woo!
No matter how you're dressed, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. How appropriate is this client for this particular show on this particular day? Chances are your underwear is boring and, more importantly, uncomfortable. Luckily, MeUndies is here to change all that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from Modal.
Ooh.
Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric. It is twice as soft as cotton, twice as soft. You have to feel it to believe it. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them, you will understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free!
Free!
No questions asked. Plus, MeUndies has dozens of styles, even limited edition prints that will make sure your underwear is never boring, whether anyone can see them or not, everybody. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. I will tell you, I am wearing MeUndies, and they are delightful. Not going to show them to you today. Don't
feel like it. You're welcome, ladies.
Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. Yes, I am a political junkie, and I'm in my second week of absolute saturation viewing.
Sweeps week for you.
Yeah, it's I will
tell you.
It's
the Super Bowl. This is your telethon.
Yeah, the Republicans had a smaller room, and the Democrats have a larger room, and I'm talking about the venue where the convention is being held, and therefore it's kind of driving me nuts this week because I think based on sheer numbers, I think they're saying maybe a few thousand more people are at the convention this week, and it's very frustrating to I hate when people are speaking and you just hear that murmur,
It's like they're at the bar.
Yeah,
if you ever go to a concert and you hear people at the bar just drinking and laughing, hello.
It sucks. It sucks.
Senator Bernie Sanders is at the podium.
Yeah, what do you need to get your attention, pal?
So
that's kind of a drag. But the thing, it's almost comical when you see the cutaway shots and you will see the people that, you see somebody in a hat that looks like a giant piece of romaine lettuce, and they're texting. Just sitting up there texting
or catching Pokemon.
Hey, that might be happening as well. But that's not what kept me up last night. What kept me up last night was the discussion we had yesterday that I really felt, Rob, I know you're going to hate this, but I felt like we left you off the hook. We let you off the hook a little bit yesterday.
How do you mean?
Because look, we were talking about it yesterday. Mrs. O'Mara, who is, as you know, Rob, your biggest fan.
B.S.
And so we were talking
early
about...
Early on, she just determined me a dork and wrote me off just because I don't care much for her dog.
No.
Hers, great. No. She's wonderful.
No. She's
that
fine.
Dork.
That dork. The thing about it is, we were talking about the fact that Oscar was getting his MBA. He was graduating. And I was down here getting my, you know, my brand new bionic hip.
Yes.
And the fact is, oh, and by the way, let me show you. Do you like to see? Do you see? Like to see my Tim Kaine?
Oh, is that Mike? That's the fancy folding model.
That's like the Fast and the Furious blue.
You know, lanyard.
Yeah, well, I got it yesterday. And
is that
by
the kind that when you take it out of its holder, it automatically assembles?
I don't know.
Like a transformer?
Yeah, it's got like a bungee cord down the center. So when you break it down and fold it, it goes into
the
case.
How do you know so much about canes?
I know this
it's
cane.
It's diabetes, Mike. You've been holding for
There you go.
You know what? Sometimes you just leave him lie. Because who's going to ruin the fact that he's happy for one day? That's great. He's with his family. And for once, his father's not disappointed. I'm not going to ruin that.
No, well, here's the deal. My Dr. Salsa came in. Oh, I got to get my...
Who?
Dr. Salsa?
What's his name?
I don't have my soundboard up. Hold on. Pad for a minute. I got to get it.
So Mike is new physical therapist. Yeah, he had a lady he didn't care for.
Yeah.
And then he got Dr. Salsa.
Well, Dr.
What's
Salsa
the
came.
For?
Dr. Salsa
for the
came
wrist,
yesterday.
I think.
Dr. Salsa came yesterday. And Dr. Salsa was an hour and 15 minutes late.
Oh, after everything
Oscar.
You said earlier. Mm,
one
yeah,
of yours.
Like now, it should be noted that I moved the time because we started work again this week. And so I moved the time from 9 o'clock in the morning till between 4 and 5. They give you an hour window.
Okay.
And here's what I think. All these people think that you're just this totally infirmed mass of flesh sitting on a couch somewhere, and you're not going anywhere, which is probably true in most cases.
For most people,
but
sure.
But still, respect the clock. How many times have I told Oscar Santana,
oh my
respect
God.
The clock?
Too many.
God's
the
sake.
Problem is, Mike, is that when you get to the 4 o'clock hour, that's very close to siesta. Mm. And a lot of times the afternoon can get away from you.
There you go.
Also, it's the DNA makeup of a Latin man. We've got the little chromosome that says, hey, once in a while, you're going to be late.
Results in Latin time?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, Latin people time.
But here's the great news. At the end, first of all, he added exercises, which were a bit of a ball buster yesterday. But at the end, he's walking out the door, and my little guy goes, hey, Dr. Salsa.
It's really cute.
And Carla says, so when's he going to be able to get on that cane? And as an afterthought, Dr. Salsa like looked over his shoulder and said, oh, he can get on, use the cane now. The walker, you go.
Wow.
You can go away, yeah. So,
ahead of schedule, yes?
4 days ahead of schedule, Rob Spiewak, yes.
That's great.
As one of our listeners wrote online yesterday, I am the beast. Thank you very much. Yes, moving right along, so we're chugging along with it. So,
I think
the cane working?
The lanyard, Oscar, that's hanging from the cane, that's for his AARP swipe card. But, Mike, I think if you...
That is for putting around your wrist so that you don't drop the cane.
When you fall?
But there's one element of this cane that I went with. Because I'm a wuss. This is the real old man.
What?
This is the old man part.
Oh no! The 3-point cane.
I don't have confidence in one
Mike. You're
little
so much
nipple.
Better than that.
So the bottom of your cane, where there should just be a rubber tip, looks like a 4x4-inch triangular coaster.
Let me tell you
what
the
benefits
are. Yeah, I know. There are two benefits to this. Now, I didn't get the one with like the 4 big giant prongers. I didn't get, but I got this
you
one.
You went with the sports model.
Good for you, mm-hmm. Mike.
Can I tell you when I went to the.
He went to the GT.
When I went to the You're Soon Gonna Die store yesterday, when I went into the You're Soon Gonna Die store, they didn't have a lot of variety. And I had a choice of two canes. It was this with the 3 pronger or a single nipple. On the bottom, but the cane. You know what the design on the cane was?
What?
Kittens. I'm not buying a cane with kittens on it. I'm not going to do that for Christ's sake.
No, that would be embarrassing.
That's not happening. Shut up.
Mike, when you go to this store to pick out your cane.
How happy is he that we're off the subject of Zoolander?
Oh,
and
it was great.
I'm just curious.
Phenomenal.
When you go there, how many handicap spots are there out front?
I don't use them.
I didn't ask if you did. I'm just wondering if there's a lot of
them. They're like normal. It's like 2 or 3, and I don't use them because I'm a stand-up guy, and I believe that...
well, if you have a cane, you are. Yeah.
I have not used the cane...
Since your surgery.
Since the surgery, I have not used a handicap thing. Now, does she roll me up to the restaurant or the Costco or something like that?
It's called the princess drop-off.
Do I use the Rascal scooter twice last week? I used it.
Mike, I was wondering about that because you briefly mentioned that in a pre-show meeting. Right. And I wonder how I would feel if I saw Radio's Mike O'Mara scooting up and down on that Rascal.
You'd be sad. You'd be sad so many of our listeners would.
I would not be sad. I would cheer the fact that we still have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, look, you know, it's the reality. I plan, by the way, when this is all done, I plan, this is it. I'm not looking back. This is, you know, the next thing it's going to be will be me coming in one day, probably 20 years down the road, and I will say, hey, guys, how you doing? How was your weekend? Oh, it was a... And then it's all over. And then we have the 14,000 people at the funeral. We'll have it we'll have it at the local CVS down here. It'll be fantastic. It'll be a great
gathering.
A rooftop gathering. I really
we'll have, scatter your ashes at the Mad Fox Brewery.
I'm getting this done because I don't want to look back. This is the lost summer. This is the summer where, you know, gonna get the left one, gonna get the right one, gonna be out there, gonna be doing bike marathons, gonna be doing all that stuff.
Wow.
I'm gonna be kicking ass and I'll be chasing my little guy
around.
Those
antidepressants really kicked in, huh?
This is a Steve Austin type thing I'm doing here, gentlemen. This is not I am not your normal elderly person. Okay, but if you did
you
see me,
you called yourself the bionic man.
I'm partially artificial. I am partially artificial.
Well, Mike, you've already have pieces of a corpse in you. This is just a small step.
Well, I've got a corpse knee. And
that's
now
right.
I've got a bionic hip, and I might have another one.
Could someone in our listening audience please Photoshop an AI Mike?
Oh, since you talked about Photoshop, all right, here it is. I have to do this once in a while. We've gotten them before. If I get one more Photoshopped, the bar in Florida that has the Rascal
scooter.
Oh, the Rascal scooter. I'm sorry, you're going to be unfriended. You're going to be unfriended because I've gotten 750 of them, and I'm not doing it again. You're screwed if you do that.
Mike's
so if you send
Spikes.
That to me, you're screwed, okay? Mike's Bar.
Mike's
Rascal.
Bar, okay.
You know what's going to happen. I'm going to get 750 pictures of Rascal scooters today, you know?
Now,
they're not fast enough, by the way. They're not fast.
You know what you need to get is one of those new riding suitcases. Have you seen those?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be doable based on the flexation.
Oh, I see.
Or you can only go so far with your knee right after you get this done. But this, you know, this is, God damn it, this is exciting for me to have this thing. And gives you, as soon as you get off the, the big old man walker, you're flying around. It's great.
Is it adjustable?
I'm flying around. I'm super deluxe peppy, a-holes.
I'm looking at it. It looks like it's not a folding cane, though. It has an adjustable height thing. Is that the deal?
It has an adjustable
cane. Like crutches.
Cane. I haven't really played with it that much, so it has a, and I love the lovely purple color.
Was it blue?
Fuchsia?
No, it's purple. You can't see on the camera. It's purple. So it looks blue on the camera, but it's really purple.
I think you're going to have, with the three prongs on the bottom, you're going to have a problem doing what really great cane users do. Like my Uncle Sam was able to hit elevator buttons and point to things. If you can really use it, then it becomes a part of you. As a matter of fact, even when you get both knees done, it could be a fashion accessory.
Well, you know, my dad had one for years and actually liked to use it as a weapon and hit people with it.
Oh. Nice.
I told you that story when we went to the Hartford Whalers Boston Bruins hockey game, and my dad was in back of me. At least he thought he was, but I was actually in back of my dad. And there was another leprechaun looking dude, my exact age, with one of those red fuzzy beards in front of my father, wearing the exact same sport coat that I had. And we're walking out, and it's super crowded. And my old man goosed this kid hard, like right on his bell, and nailed him. And the kid turned around, and we laughed about that for hours.
That's pretty great.
Big fun with the old town team. I feel as though this is, you know, 4 days ahead of schedule.
Big step in the right direction.
Huge.
I feel happy about that. And, and Carla thinks that I'm getting happy, and I don't get happy with this. I'm still moving slowly, but she thinks I'm flying around and that, my foot's going to come down on a, Jake and the Neverlands Pirates action figure, and my ass is going to go straight down on the ground. I'll be back in the hospital.
What does your son say? Was he at all scared of the walker? Sometimes kids don't know what's going on.
Right, he's so cute about it. He looks me in the eye, and he says, Grandpa! No. Yeah, he's a cute kid.
No, oftentimes, the worst pain is in the morning because after you sleep for a while and everything sits still, you get up and the knee probably feels tight, and then it gets better throughout the day. How is your pain level when, like, you woke up this morning, say, 4 or 5 days
it's,
ago?
The whole deal is, look, people have said this, that you will hear this from people. This is a procedure that the recovery time is nothing short of astounding. It really, it's stunning to me. It's stunning.
In its speed or how slow it is?
It's incredibly fast.
Oh, okay.
Look at me. I mean, it's just, I mean, if you look, they've got me, you know, hacked open from here to here.
Yeah.
Getting back to my son, how do I say this delicately? Everybody knows that puppies and small children, when you're a man, and they jump on you, they inevitably go right for the balls.
Yeah.
That's just the way it happens every single time. Well, try getting a massive surgical scar, and the same thing is true. So when he jumps
they
on me,
they find it.
He tends to nail that part. But it's I'm happy about it. Yesterday was a really, really big deal with Dr. Salsa. You know, I think Dr. Salsa came in, and when he gave me the big sign off, and I said, hey, I'm on the cane.
Yeah.
So, like three, I would say maybe less than a week, maybe a week. Cane, bye-bye, all done.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Boom,
yeah.
Bam.
That's fantastic.
Can-do guy, Rob. I'm a can-do guy. And guess what, Rob Spiewak?
What's that?
Because we talked about my cane, we're not going to let that Zoolander thing go with you.
Thank goodness.
Because I want to find out. I really, really want to peel the onion with this, and I want to find out exactly what the deal is, because you are not a guy that blows off a free party.
I think you're going to be disappointed. It just didn't work out.
Well, I don't think you've been grilled enough. We'll take a break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey everyone, Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. You know, we all live in an era of smart cars, smart phones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart. Until you lose something, then you feel like a complete idiot. It's enough to make smart people feel dumb. But losing things now is a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. We've been telling you about Tracker for a long time. It is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything, and it does it in seconds. Tracker is wonderful. All you have to do is pair it with your smartphone. You attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, and your phone rings, even when it's on silent. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. A lot of people are loving Tracker. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now.
The time is right now.
Right. And use the TMOS code for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. So yesterday we were talking about the fact, and I don't know why this bugs me. I think I know why this bugs me.
Why do you think it bugs you?
We were talking about our former intern, Zoolander.
Family member, Mike.
Who's a family member because he has been so loyal to the show over the years. He was a good intern. He used to bring a very funny dynamic to the show. And he used to come in. And then he kept visiting. And then he's always online supporting us. And we've
watched tickets to our show when he doesn't have to.
Right?
Volunteering his time. The man is an accomplished professional, and he's still is in our life.
Helped Oscar get through his accounting classes. Yeah.
He is coming to our sold-out show at the D.C. Improv in November, and I think that's fantastic because he's all about the show, and we're grateful for that. And he's also very funny, and he's nice. I mean, I remember the early days of this show when we didn't know we were going to fill buildings. We didn't know that people were going to come out and see us, and we'd like go over to Jimmy's and hope that we'd get 50 people to show up, and Zoo was one of those guys that was with us and really gets into it and, you know, loves coming backstage when we're doing an event.
Yes.
So he's a really, really good kid. So when Oscar was getting the MBA, I was getting the hip thing done, and we all, the three of us, got invites to his wedding. He's our boy's growing up.
He had the correct address. He was polite about it, formal, perfect.
And yesterday, we asked you about it, Rob, and then you just said, no, just didn't feel like going. And I'll tell you something. I thought about that, and I want you to answer me honest.
Okay.
Is there, because there, on air, over the years, there was a little bit of conflict between you
Zoo.
Well, yeah.
A little tension. And
I will say this preemptory of this
preemptively?
Comment. Preemptively of this
thank
comment.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you,
right,
Mike.
Thank you. You're right.
Is that...
Jeez. Didn't think you were going to stroke out with the first answer there.
Doing the best I can.
I will say this preemptively.
All right. How about this?
Yeah.
Before we proceed, I would like to say this.
Yes.
I really wanted all along, and I think he was with us only in the podcast iteration. He was never with us in the terrestrial version of this show. He came
on when we were
he worked at WJFK.
He did work
at
WJFK.
That was our connection.
All right. So early on, he came in with his dazzling white smile and
hear the hate?
And his right there. Tiny little shirt.
Did you hear the hate
well,
in
wait,
that?
No,
did you hear
the hate? But you see, I
but
wanted.
It comes through you. I have to. Look,
I wanted to hate him.
You're not going to say anything hateful, but it comes through when you say his dazzling white smile.
True enough. We all know him. Have you seen anyone that's had whiter teeth than him ever in your life?
But, like, it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to have white teeth.
But it's the jealousy factor. It's the jealousy factor.
And that is probably very likely why early on I wanted to hate him. I did.
He didn't come from a broken home.
No.
He had a good relationship with his parents.
Mr. Speaker.
He is sort of the anti-Spiewak.
Mr. Speaker, I would posit that is not why you wanted to hate him. That is why you did hate him.
And I have told him this. I said, you know, Zoolander, I've tried to dislike you, and it is simply impossible.
And you are lying
No, no, I like him a lot.
Then why didn't you go to his wedding when you got a wonderful invitation to that wonderful...
In fact, you immediately replied, no, thank you.
Well, save the date. We did save the date when we got the card.
Wait a minute. The save the date was like a year before the wedding invitation.
Exactly.
Went out.
So we didn't decide that we weren't going to go immediately when the date was saved.
I wish I would so like to have a Russian hacker like get an audio tape from your home the day you and Carrie had that conversation, because I for the life of me think it went something like this. Hi, Rob. We've got that invite to Zoolander's wedding. Oh, F no. I'm not going to that. I'm
so
not going to go to that.
F
I'm
him.
Not doing that.
F him.
No, so we got
the
invitation.
Yeah, that's what I want to be. I want to be around a bunch of pretty people all day.
Oh, so now you've taken it to another level. It's not just him I hate. It's all pretty people.
You, remember when he would bring his everybody of uniform size and weight to any event that we were doing, and they would all sit there, mostly women.
Yes.
Remember when he was surrounded by that?
Yes.
A gaggle of women. And because of his, you know, questionable sexuality, we thought that he was like the unthreatening gay man.
Now, who is saying hateful things now?
That's not hateful.
No, you're right.
I say it behind, you know.
They can be androgynous at times.
Yeah. So maybe
when he likes when he misses the haircut by a couple weeks.
Yeah.
He's looking especially pretty.
Maybe
that's
there was
a hot
that one night after Jimmy's, where it was me, Jimmy, and Jerky, and Zoolander, and Jerky, in his best cop way, grilling Zoolander. Probably one of the funniest after hours events.
Oh
I've
Oh my
been
God!
To.
I don't know that you. Yeah. I don't know that you ever even told us about that.
Oh, it's really kind of hazy, Rob. They're really getting the details are a little rough, but all I know is Jerky, in his politically correct way,
as he always is,
Zoo,
yeah,
just really just leaning back in his amphora diner chair and going, so what are you anyway? It was pretty
unit chicks
incorrect.
Or
what? Oh God, you got to bleep that out.
That.
Stop that.
Sorry.
Behave yourself. Excuse so me. The fact is that I think because he was the classic kind of metrosexual, and that's everything you've hated your whole life. You hate
is
like
such a strong
that
word.
Always, he always had the right outfit for the occasion on.
Yes.
Right? Mm. He always had, as you mentioned earlier, a perfect haircut. He always was witty enough to come back at Rob, because a lot of people wouldn't fight back, right? He would always fight back.
Well, he had a catchphrase. I'm not sure that he was witty.
The F.U. Rob.
Yeah. That's, that's more funny than witty, I think, if we're going to split hairs. Perfectly coiffed hairs.
But the thing is...
And then no gift on top... No gift.
No, we're going to send a gift. And we always were going to send a gift. And I swear to Christ,
how much you're going to spend.
I'll spend $100.
Oh, it's pretty big for SPIWAC.
He's lying about that.
What do you want me to do, Mike? Swear it on my children's lives? $20
times
5. It's
not that important to me that I want you to do that.
But it is a $100 gift. That is what I have allotted for that wonderful thin boy.
Is it the weight that gets you?
Sure.
Well, I don't know that that's enough weight to get anything. He's that small. No, he's just, like I said, on the surface, he is the anti-SPIWAC. I should hate him. I should almost bully him because he is so counter to me. But he is so funny and so nice.
Let's talk about the weight thing for a second. Let's talk about the weight. Now listen, I am in the same boat as you. I understand.
Then that boat's going down.
Would you like? I will share a conversation I had Sunday morning with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Who heard the podcast where I was talking about having my terrible fall after my hip surgery.
I remember.
And this the sympathetic conversation I had with my brother-in-law, as in mid-sentence he starts laughing. I said, what? Tell me what. He said, well, your sister and I were talking about the fact that it might have been similar to one of those manatee situations they have down in Florida, where the manatees are caught in the canal as they are pushing them out to deeper water.
Dynamite was never considered as a solution.
I'm with you. I understand that. I just think it's a deep-seated, maybe kind of resentment of our boy.
Well,
I
won't give you resentment. I will say there is some jealousy. Let's say this. What if I had all of my personality? I was still mentally Rob SPIWAC, but I was in his body.
Mm-hmm.
How weird would that be? But I would be unstoppable.
No, you'd be Ryan Seacrest.
I used to think that.
And when I say inside his body, I'm not speaking anything that is PG-13 or dirtier. No.
Well, I don't want to be cruel, but I would welcome the energy level. Anyway. Sorry about that.
What they're saying is the weight is holding you back.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I have a body type that is not going to ever allow me to be beautiful.
No, at one point for a good 3 months. How many years ago was that?
It was in the late 1970s.
Okay.
No, it was 2009-ish.
In 2009, you peaked.
Yeah,
right?
I did.
That's when you were the best of the best.
And it still wasn't that great.
No, it was great.
Are you talking about weight?
Lost the weight and he looked like Jason Statham's cousin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jason Statham's bad cousin that was not invited to Jason Statham's wedding.
Remember that look? Remember?
Yeah, like he was about maybe 6 months away from really able to get laid.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And it was the kind of guy that when you look at him, you say, hey, you know what? If he would just lose 30 pounds.
Right.
And I had already lost 110. So it's like, how far do I have to goddamn drive?
I didn't talk about this. I gained a ton when I went in for the procedure. When I came out of the anesthesia, when I left the hospital, I never dreamed this would happen. I was fatter than when I went in because when I came out of that anesthesia, I wanted food.
Sure.
And guess, here's the greatest. I never knew this before. Hospital food is this unbelievably calorie-laden stuff because they want to get you back to
the
caloric. That's right. They had like steak with sauce on it and mashed potatoes, and I'm like going,
could I have another one, please? Is that possible? Thank you. Just out of curiosity, lady with the hair net, do they have Dove bars anywhere in this
on-premise?
Could you look around the freezer section for something called a Magnum bar?
Yeah, no, they don't. It is hospital food.
Sure.
But I was super hungry. So I relate to this. I understand this. And I think that Zoo probably was, he was one, Rob, this was one of the first real, metrosexual kind of guys that now are everywhere.
Yeah.
Hollywood,
yeah.
The men with the 13-inch waist
yes.
that you see.
He
in
had
every
it before
magazine.
Everyone else had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the Emmy Awards or the Academy Awards now. These guys all have 12-inch waist. That's the standard now.
Right.
Back when you met Zoolander, that was not necessarily the standard.
Ashley...
And you wanted him dead.
But I don't anymore.
He wasn't part of pop culture yet.
I don't anymore. Yeah, he was ahead of the curve. He was ahead of the curve. But I don't want him dead now. I love the kid. He's a good guy. And right. I really do think he's a swell guy, and I love the Ashley.
Can you just admit that, I know Ashley's very sweet.
The best.
His wife.
Yes.
Can you just admit you forgot about him? You didn't make him a priority. You didn't send him a gift because you simply didn't care.
No, you don't have to buy a gift for the wedding day, you
take
jerk.
Take the gift out of it. Take the gift out of it. I know you're upset about the gift, okay? But here, take the gift out of it.
I'm not upset about the gift. I'm upset that he keeps beating a horse that's
it
dead.
It just wasn't a priority for you. Right.
Well,
on
if
any,
you don't
on any level whatsoever,
if you're not going to go to the wedding, it's not a priority. Of course,
it's not a priority.
But I mean, I prioritized the fact that I told him I wasn't going to go. I sent him
you
a note.
You didn't tell him. You didn't tell him, did you?
I RSVP'd.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No. Okay.
That's not telling.
Kick rocks. I got vacation to be on.
No.
You formally responded in a formal way,
and I sent him a nice note on the day of his wedding.
Did
on
you put
Facebook.
Anything personal? Did you put anything personal on the note?
I said, "Have like a boss
you...
wedding."
You did.
Cut and
enjoy
paste.
Your day. Sorry I won't get a chance to see your skinny ass walk down the aisle.
No, right. I did write him something personal. And Zoo, if you're listening, and I know
wait a
you
minute.
Are.
Wait,
I just really? Want to say that I do think the world of you. I think you're great. And
you
your wife.
You did not. You're lying. You're lying.
What am I? Team. How am I lying?
You didn't. You wrote something personal to him?
On
yes,
Facebook?
On Facebook.
Facebook doesn't count.
No. It does count.
No, it doesn't.
A private
yes,
message
does.
Or a post?
A post.
Oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
No, it does. If you get the in the snail mail, if you get the regular wedding invite, yes. A true personal thing would be jotting a little something down on
yeah.
the response.
I see. Did you
Facebook,
do that?
Facebook. Huh?
Did you do that?
No, but I also sent him a gift, pal.
And yeah. I'm going to send him a gift, too, so we're tied.
I went into his registry and got him a gift.
You're
I
not
swear
tied. He got his gift in before they got married.
You don't need to do that. You have a year to do it. Read a flipping book, okay?
Oh, I have. Plenty.
And you know what I'm going to do? You're going to get a wedding gift from me if the marriage happens, and that's still up in the air. But if you do get married, you'll get a wedding gift on day 364,
what?
And it'll still be polite.
When would the gift serve the couple better?
I'm looking it up, and I'm trying to see. I'm looking at my smartphone to
wouldn't,
see what I got.
Wouldn't the gift serve them more once they were married so they don't have to buy it just in case nobody gets it for them?
Not necessarily if it's on the registry.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying... If
it remains on the registry, then they don't have it.
I
right?
But the logic stands that you would rather have that gift before you get married so you don't have to say, we're going to use our wedding money to pick up that because nobody mm-hmm. got that for us.
What if
I found
I send
it? I found it.
Money.
It was in my phone. I found yes. what I got him. I finally found it. I got it right
What was
here.
It?
You want to know what it is?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you.
It's a new Corvette!
Well, then I have to revise my statement. I'm an a-hole.
Hey, Ron, tell us what the new bride and groom are driving away.
It's a new Corvette!
And the good thing is that with him and his friends, that's a car for eight.
All right, we will take a break.
I love you,
when
Zoo.
I'm sure you do. Anyway, we will come back and we'll talk about lizards and a barbecue restaurant that I felt guilty about hating. All that coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program brought to you by Stamps.com. There's got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Going to the post office takes up way too much time, and leasing a postage meter is way too expensive. Well, it turns out there is a better way. Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. You love Stamps.com, don't you, Rob Spiewak?
It's fantastic. You know, I kill it with Stamps.com at the holidays. I do so much shipping. I don't spend my life at the post office. I do it all at my home computer. It's great.
You can save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, plus no more time-consuming trips to the post office. You'll even get special postage discounts that you can't get at the post office. We have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. It saves us time and money. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a four-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you will be printing postage from your own desk. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again, ladies and gentlemen. Florida wildlife update. Mrs. O'Mara came in with this one and reported this to me yesterday. She was out. You guys have been down here not in the summer months, so I don't know whether you've
seen
this.
We did March, and the baptism was in October, wasn't it?
Yes.
When we were down. So we've never been down in the summer.
You may not have seen, there is one element of wildlife down here in the wilds of South Florida that I am seeing more than I've ever seen. And it's so much a part of life that I don't really think twice about it, but they are the little geckos, the little lizards.
Oh, you know, when we were down,
little gecko-geckos.
When we did the first road trip, when we took the whole show down and we were down there in March, we rented a house and there were fighting lizards outside. I remember that. Remember?
It's like a death match.
Yeah, it was awesome, like a video game.
So Mrs. O'Mara comes back into the house yesterday and said, "You'll never believe what I saw." She was going out to the car, and you can answer this for me. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. Intertwined, like in this little death wrestle, are these two geckos. Now, normally, you can't get within 12 inches of these geckos. They'll take off. They will fly off in the other direction. She walked right up to them, almost touching them. She didn't touch them, but she was looking right down at them, and they are motionless. And she said, "They're dead. They're completely dead." In a complete twisted, like they were fighting to the death or something like that, she goes off, comes back, the same spot, they're gone. So they weren't dead. They weren't dead. Does this mean, Pony, can you look up or can somebody look up when lizards mate?
Yeah.
Or how,
oh, that's
how,
a category that he has bookmarked.
Yeah, it's already open on my computer.
How geckos mate? Because I'm curious. I'm curious.
What when you take Viagra, when you have the symptoms for too long?
4 hours. Call a doctor.
Yeah, more than 4 hours. You know, maybe that's what goes down.
Let me just mention one thing here. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, I just want to say that not only is Daddy off the walker, but, you know, Daddy might be on other things, if you know what I mean.
Hey!
Poor Carla.
Yeah.
I know. I just did that to gross Oscar out. Yeah. And also to toot my own horn. Thank you very much.
Have you involved the cane in that?
Mom, he got on top of me again.
The nerve that's the nerve that's connected to the Schwanstuckerino was not severed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Can you cover that scar up, please? Yeah. Ruining the moment.
Oh, you popped three staples.
She's a wonderful lady. Yeah. Believe me, I'm still looking at
it.
She had
to look
away.
Do you hold on to the walker while it's happening?
No, I basically lie flat on my back, Oscar. Thank you very much for asking, and I probably will be for quite some time.
Is this something that Dr. Salsa has you doing?
No, Dr. Salsa has me actually elevating my leg when I'm doing this. Because sitting for a long period of time kind of gets me. As a matter of fact, I probably should be standing up shortly, or I'm going to lose consciousness. No.
So you elevated the other thing on your own without Dr. Salsa's.
Yeah. I'm proud of that. So
it should be.
Pony, any feedback on the lizards?
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. At least what you described is matching
the picture.
They were
doing the nasty. They were getting jiggy with it. That's what they were up to.
Which one was Mike? Who lays on their back?
Who has a scar? Was there a tiny cane?
I don't know, because they're pretty twisted up.
Does it explain why they stay still?
No, I would imagine it's the same reason
really
all
don't
men stay still after
stay
sex.
Stay still, right? The moment, Rob. Let me explain that to you. You know, we all kind of freeze up at that moment.
Well, but I mean, how long is that moment? Because if they stayed still long enough for her to touch them.
No, she probably caught them in the moment of, nirvana, that moment of ecstasy. That's what happened. And then but I'll tell you, the place is crawling with them. And the cool thing is they eat bugs, so they keep
the bug population down.
Sure.
They're wonderful for the ecosystem. And I've really always wanted to catch one and just hold it in my hand.
I think I know why they were so so open to Carla approaching them, is that they wanted a three-way.
Swingers.
Thank you.
Swingers, right. Mike.
They had little white rocks in their front yard.
No, Florida.
Thank you.
Wild,
thank you
baby.
Very much.
You like jazz.
So, you know, you, I have to get Mr. Santana in here. You were mentioning Luca and soul crushing,
yes,
or something along those lines. What happened with little Luca? By the way, your nephew Luca, one of the cutest kids I've ever
How
seen.
How old is he now?
10.
Oh, my God. When we first met him, he was like 4.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Incredible. Yeah.
They all grew up. Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. I think one of the main themes throughout graduation and talking to my niece and nephew is that higher education is important. It's important to celebrate family and work with family and make sure that they know that there's some support.
Sure.
Right? And the reason why he was at graduation, and I think my sister was really reiterating this to him, is because we're working towards a better life and some more opportunities, right?
And God, at 10, I mean, he will be graduating high school just in 8 years. I mean, it's in his future.
Right?
He's got to know what's ahead of him.
So he said something along the lines yesterday to me, because they're in town for 2 weeks, Mike. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, it's family, family, family.
He says, Tio Oscar, mommy always says if you work hard, you know, you'll be able to afford some of the nicer things in life. How come your house is so small?
I finally saw a picture of it when we were on break last week. I finally saw that. You know, it's exactly what I pictured it would be.
Mm-hmm.
It really, I came this close. You know, when I got you your little gift for graduation.
Thank you very much. I wasn't so little. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you this question. I came this close to buying that Untouch of Modern, that super ultra compact modern air conditioner. And you are such a tech guy. I know you would have been like 9 miles ahead of me with that. And you would not have probably, you
very
probably have already tested
of you,
it
Mike.
Out.
Very
would
thoughtful
you been,
of you.
Would you have used it if I got,
Mike,
got you there?
Mike, I ordered it already. It hasn't arrived yet.
I knew it. That was the right
same.
Call.
We're on the same page.
That's right. I'm
and I said, tech. I said, Luca, look, you know, I'm not going to bore you with this, but it's real estate's location. He said, but it's so old.
Out of the mouths of babes.
I mean, there hasn't been much progression.
You had a busy week, so obviously you probably didn't do much home improvement.
There is a to-do list. And Tony and I, my new best friend, Mikey's a listener. He's actually helped me out. He's helped me plan out any type of renovation that may be happening.
The house is so small, and it's so hot inside.
I so wish that I had Oscar's network down here. There's so much I need to do down here. I would love to have that. I swear to God, my ass still hurts from last week when I got.
Oh dear.
We put in three lighting fixtures. We put in three lighting fixtures, and I don't think it's fair to mention the company because, you know, I don't want to trash a company.
Sure.
Mr. Sparky. But they came out here.
Mr. Sparky?
I called
That's
Mr. Sparky.
That's the one thing you don't want with an electrician is Sparky.
Let me tell you what Mr. Sparky was about. Mr. Sparky, here's the thing, and you get this with all home help companies, whether it's air conditioning, electric, plumbing. The convenience, you have your convenient. This is the equation. Ratio of convenience and speed to price.
Yep.
Okay? And the fact is, if you want to use John's electric service and wait 2 weeks when single old John, who's out in his own truck, wants to roll into your house, you're probably going to get a better deal.
Quality service as well.
Than Mr. Sparky with the shiny new truck and the little stupid cartoon on the side of it that rolls out like in 11 minutes and charges you. And here's the thing. I knew, I said to Carla, if it's this amount of money, we'll go for it.
Okay.
And it ended up being like $10 more than that. And Carla looks at me with the raised eyebrows. I'm like, I just want to get it
done. Let's just get it over with.
And that's how they get you. They know you want to get it done.
When you mention Mr. Sparky, I know this is for a different style of business, but I picture this commercial.
The chimney sweep is here. The chimney sweep is here.
Spell Sparky.
So the guy rolls in and he has all the skills required, licensed, bonded, whatever.
How old is the guy?
The guy would be early 40s, late 30s.
An experienced, though.
Like, he's not still in his douchebag 30s, but he might have gotten out of him.
Did he give the read that maybe he used to be his own guy and he gave up and then he went with a firm?
No, down here, everything is just, it's just competent. There are a lot of people that do that kind of work.
Think he's got a record?
You got no. That I
any
that
prison
I will
tats?
Tell you, not a chance.
Teardrops?
Not a chance. Yeah. No.
Three teardrops, Mike. You got to watch.
Bad news.
No.
You're back.
No, there was no cracker factor whatsoever. This guy was. But here's the one thing I will tell you. Yeah. This is what frustrated me. Yes. The skill set was all the good skill sets that you get for being an electrician.
As a matter of fact, speaking of that, he fixed my little track lighting in here.
Oh.
Let me see if I.
Oh, much better. Look at look Mike. You
beautiful.
Even look. You look
hi,
so much
you?
Better.
Yeah.
Now
that,
just remember to turn it on.
Just mm-hmm. remember, Mr. Sparky.
Thank you, Mr. Sparky. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so he rolls in, and his skill set. He's fine. But he lays out the estimate, and as soon as he lays out the estimate, you know, inside, I'm giving the Napoleon sigh. I say, oh, so it's that for all three items? Okay.
It is and brutal. I know your pain.
So it sucks, and I'm immediately in a different mindset as I'm trapped in this house, and I'm with him as Carla goes off with the little guy to do whatever, and I'm sitting there, you know, with my computer while, you know, Sparky Man goes and hops around the house and does
John Sparky?
Stuff. John Sparky. And so here's the thing. His skill set was fine, solid, but he had another skill set that he valued even more. That he valued more than just doing the work that I wanted done. You know what that skill set was?
What?
He fancied himself Mr. Salesman.
Oh,
Mr. Salesman.
No.
Johnny Upsellerino. Johnny Humpadoodle. Johnny Make the Customer Spend More. No, I got news for you, Sparky. After you gave me that effing estimate, I don't want to spend one nickel, and I'd appreciate if you slid me an effing 20 on your way out the door.
How did he upsell the installation of light fixtures?
I'll tell you.
Thank
Here's
you.
How it went. This is how the whole thing. The first thing, I got to list them because there were two or three. The one that really jumps out came out at the very, very end. And he's going through. Oh, okay. The two were whole house surge protection.
And oh, you know, BS.
You know, because of what we do here, and Oscar will tell you, Oscar and I put it in together. We got surge protectors out the ass here. We're fine in the surge. But I got to listen to this 10 minute. You know, the surge. Now, normally people do this with the whole house, but if you have each of them, it's not going to be helping your television sets. And a lot of times you're doing it, and I'm inside, I'm nodding because I'm a cripple, and
you
I'm sitting there.
That's
and
all
I'm
you can
start,
do. Yeah.
And I'm looking over that, and meanwhile, I'm going, shut up and put in the light fixture, douche, please. And he's going on. And then at the very end, okay, we're at the finish line, and I contracted to have these lights in here put on and a couple outside, and he forgot the last one. He said, well, all set to go. And I said, maybe with all that upselling, you might have forgot the fact that you didn't do the third thing you said you were going to do. So he goes in, and he takes care of it. Very, very quick. Easy peasy. No problem at all. And then right before he's going to leave, he sits there and he puts the last fixture in right in our doorway here. And he looks over to the left and he goes, oh boy. I'm like, okay, here it comes. Because at this point, I'm just waiting. Okay, hold on. Let me position myself up on the couch on my knees, okay? Let me do that. Let me do that for you. And he turns around and he says, oh, these smoke detectors. I said, oh yeah, they're old and need replacing, right? At this point, I'm a little bitter. And he said,
thank God.
Yeah, you know, you can get, I said, and he says to me, I said, yeah, well, I think I'm going to take care of that, you know, when I'm up and running around.
Yeah, you can get the Nest Protect. You're good to go, yeah.
I'm going to get the battery, put it in.
The Wi-Fi.
And he looks at me, and this is the last conversation we had. I said, I'll take care of that. When I'm up and rolling around, I'll get up there. I've been meaning. They're good to go. They got batteries in. He said, well, if you're comfortable, here's what he said. If you're comfortable with these old ones, I looked at him and I said, you know what, pal? I'm more than comfortable with them. I am more than comfortable with that. And look, was he competent? Yes. Was he pleasant? Yes. Did he love to upsell? Yes. Was the price point high, so high as to make upselling for me an offensive process? Yes. Thank you. So that's just my little.
I'm with you.
Other than that, you know, Mike, but it's competent. It got done.
Yeah.
The work is great. It's fine. But it's a you know.
But you can have the other side of the spectrum where when yesterday I was at my parents' house all day, right, hanging out with the family. We heard the tension coil for the garage break, which is dangerous in its own way.
Oh, for the opener.
For the opener, boom!
Oh, it's a hard
I thought something fell out of the attic onto a car.
Yeah, it'll kill you.
I ran outside. I said, "Whoa!" And we tried to open the garage and work. We finally realized it was the tension coil. And my brother-in-law, who's in town as well, handy guy, a pediatric cardiologist, he said, maybe we can.
By the way, that's what we referred to the studio at WJFK as for the last year that we were working there. Okay, who's going to the tension coil today? Thank you very much. Remember the day it broke?
We said maybe we can repair it ourselves.
That's for you. That's for you, dude. That one was for you. That was just for you, that joke. We have not catered this show to you. That line was. Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
So
yes.
So we looked online. We said, oh, tension coil, $60 for this garage.
Sure.
And then I looked at him. I said, wait, let's really value our time here. It's going to take us probably 4 to 5 hours to do this. Let's get a professional out here, and they could probably knock it out in two, and we'll pay for it. Right.
Right. And then you don't lose an eye.
Yes. And it said it was every YouTube video for DIYing this thing said it was dangerous. So be careful. I said, you know what? We've got a lot of bills to pay for. Let's just take care of it. And I go online. I find Mr. and Mrs. Garage, right? So I'm like, all right, let's call them. They're open till 9 p.m.
It's a mom and pop, Mike.
Yes. I call Mrs. Answers, and she's got...
Hello. Mrs. Garage.
We'd love to go to the Santana's house to fix his
tension coil, but of course, I haven't a thing to wear. Hello.
I explain to her, I give her the address, we're in their area they serve. She says, let me get my technician on the line. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun to, sure, to role play with. And it's Mr. Right. It's Mr. Garage, right? Right.
So, hello. What do you want?
He asks if the garage is wood or steel or aluminum. I go out and
just
knock on
the... Just kiss, you talk to the little woman, huh?
I'll be there in a second, honey.
Did they come out and fix it?
They came out this morning.
Was it expensive?
It was expensive, but I'll say this. They asked, they tried, because I got the call this morning from my father. He says, we might need a new garage door. And I said, no.
A door?
No, do not need a door. Well,
that's
man.
Their deal.
Just
that's
get the coil and get moving. That's
if
it.
If there's a mister in front of it, they're going to upsell you.
That's the rule.
That's our lesson for today. We will take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you very much, Mrs. Garage.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, and I'm Gary Stein for our new sponsor, Hellman's Mayonnaise Light.
Just the light one? Couldn't get the full-bodied one?
I think everybody needs a little help.
Speaking of that, Rob Speed. Spiewak is with us.
I have no idea what that meant. I'm just here. I have a brand new app. I captured 2 podcast hosts.
Speaking of that, we are going to be focusing on Pokemon Go. Plus, we're going to play Gary Stein's Pop Culture Challenge Spectacular.
Maybe this time you'll win.
Shut up. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Jesus Christ, buy a t-shirt in a larger size.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Wow. Shock jock.
Some friction.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Do you know the most important thing you can do to ensure a good day? Do you? Do you? It's getting a good night's sleep the night before. One company that has set out to make that possible is Bowl and Branch. Bowl and Branch has reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. As someone who has spent a lot of time in recovery after this surgery, I love my Bowl and Branch. You will too. Their bedding is so soft, it'll be the new standard of comfort you'll measure everything else by. You can only get their products at one place, BowlandBranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. Amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of $100. Visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and Branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to BowlandBranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. That's a great deal. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. Also, they have the Fair Trade Certification. They donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. They're good folks. Remember BowlandBranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com and TMOS. Go get your sheets and do it today.
News.
Our top story today, potentially life-changing, and it should be important to all Americans, so listen carefully. Starbucks. They're in the building.
Yes.
Just below our studio. They just announced that their baristas are now allowed to dye their hair any color they want.
Wow.
No matter how weird it is, they can dye it any color they want. Isn't
good
that
news, Julia.
How about they get the coffee out on time?
Yeah. Blue, purple, green, anything goes.
Hey, and there's a red hair on my coffee cake.
Yes, instead of having to wear, if you were wondering what type of man gets the cake in Starbucks, you just heard from him, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's a good fat joke, Mike, but it doesn't work with coffee. It has to be a food product.
I know. Instead of having to wear a Starbucks cap also, this is the other modification.
Mike, I'm wearing my Starbucks cap.
They can wear. This will be good news. They can wear a fedora or a bowler.
A bowler.
Oh, That's right. You go.
That's good. With their monocle and waxed mustache.
Yeah,
it's because like a steampunk coffee.
Look for purple hair, fedoras, bowlers as soon as the Democratic National Convention is over.
Quick sidebar. If you don't mind, Rob, tell them what happened this morning at Starbucks.
Oh, you know, Oscar loves technology, right?
Right.
And so he's always, okay, see you later, losers. I just ordered my coffee on my phone. I'm going down to get it. And so we have a guest in the studio today, and we met at Starbucks at 8:45 so I could walk him up, and he wanted to get a cup of coffee. Line was long, so I waited there with him. Saw Oscar come in, and he said, yeah, I just ordered my order on my phone, so I'll see you later. And I said, you know, we're going through the line anyway. You want us to pick? No, I got it.
Yeah, that would interfere with the technology.
Mike, we got our coffee and walked by him. Said, Oscar, see you later. See you upstairs.
Enjoy yourself. Like such a rube.
Standing there. Eyes like one of those paintings in that movie with Christoph Waltz. Just huge eyes.
Congratulations. Good luck with that speedy app. Anyway, the fedoras, bowlers, they say they loosened up the dress code to, quote, provide more room for self-expression. Which is what I want at my coffee shop.
Yeah, but a fedora is going to take up much more room than a cap.
That's right. Justin Timberlake was at a celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. If it's the one in Tahoe, I think it's the big celebrity one that Mark Rippon
used
to play
right.
in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think that's the big one. It'll be on TV, so we'll see it. But he's at Tahoe on Saturday. Supposed to be a good golfer, too. Well, some guy slapped him in the face as he was making his way through the crowd.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
There's video of it. It's unclear what the guy was trying to do. Maybe he wanted to hit him, or maybe he just wanted to touch his beautiful baby face. He didn't hit Justin enough to hurt him. Justin felt it, though, and immediately stopped, looked back at the guy, and said, why would you do that? Then he walked away. He later declined to press charges. The guy told security he just wanted to touch Justin.
Wow.
God.
Scary.
Man, oh,
scary
man.
Times,
scary.
Man.
It's weird that Lance Bass has really sunk to that.
It's really weird. But when they tried to escort him out, he refused. Supposedly he was drunk. And when he started to get belligerent, the police came to arrest him for disorderly conduct. Todd Moore, come on. Man, still. Please, thank you. It sounds like Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne are trying to make it work, even though Sharon is still a little hesitant to jump all the way back in. On Good Morning America yesterday, Ozzy talked about the ups and downs, quote, some days it's good, some days it's terrible, some days you just drift apart for a while, but then you get back on the horse. You never... later in the day on The Talk, Sharon responded. Here's one of the problems. They're communicating with each other through national television shows. I think that's probably not the best way to get it done. But she responded on The Talk saying, I forgive. It's going to take a long time to trust, but you know we've been together 36 years, 34 of marriage, and it's more than half of my life. So, I don't know. She just can't think of life without him, she says, even though he's a dog. He's a dirty dog. So there we are. He's going to pay for it, though, big time.
Wow, it's really not appropriate for her to call anyone a dog, is it?
A lot of people have said this is a scam, too, that this is completely contrived for her ratings on The Talk, and I would say something like this makes it seem a little more believable.
Did you ever watch The Talk?
No, thank you.
I looked in on it yesterday, and I really enjoyed one part. I normally hate the show.
Really?
But Julie Chen was talking about that Les Moonves is really loud when he eats.
That's funny. I like that because I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Our former boss. Well, this should put enough doubt and suspicion in your mind to keep you occupied all day long at work. A new survey has found the month when people are most likely to cheat on their significant other is July.
Ooh.
Oh,
running out of time,
July,
Oscar.
July, ladies
Damn
and
it.
Gentlemen.
Hurry up.
Yeah, like, you know, right now, this very minute. Here are all 12 months in order from when someone is most likely to cheat till they're least likely to cheat. July is number one, June, September, January, May, August, March, October, December, November, February, and April. I would think April would be like right up there because it's like steam heat, you know, spring, buds bursting, everybody all glands active. And all
I would
that,
think December would be the least likely because you're so busy with holiday stuff.
You've packed on the holiday weight.
That's right. Yeah. Or just maintained.
And now a story specifically for the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society. A restaurant in Sydney, Australia just created a new bacon cheeseburger on a bagel. And it's got a shot of bourbon jammed in the hole.
That's a category.
Jam.
Now, Rob, you're a bourbon drinker.
Love bourbon.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Would you take a bacon cheeseburger with bourbon in the hole?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want it like infused in the burger. People are always trying to make bacon and bourbon be a thing together, mm-hmm. and I'm not a fan. I like them separately. If it's just like a shot of bourbon in it, then maybe sure.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I don't know. I seem to remember I had a relationship with one of my wives. I think we played a game called Bourbon in the Hole. No, I'm sorry. The burger has...
It burns.
It has bacon that's glazed with bourbon and a bourbon barbecue sauce. Someone really needs to steal this idea and bring it to America. Not. No, they don't. Please don't do that. Leave it at home. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something something. There is a 25-year-old guy from Aberdeen, Washington, who got high on a ton of synthetic marijuana last week. Then he wandered over to a stranger's house and went on a very odd rampage. First, he dropped his pants. Then he pooped on the driveway.
Mm.
Then he grabbed a garbage can and started having sex with it.
Oh. Okay.
The cops came. Okay, funny.
Yeah. When does it get
thanks
weird?
Thanks for that affirmation. I think that was terrific. All right, what else? Yeah, thanks.
It's a normal Monday for him.
The cops came and took him to a hospital for an evaluation. There's no word on what charges he might be facing. How many times on this show do we have to say it? If you're planning to poop in your neighbor's driveway, please have sex with the trash can first, please. And don't smoke the synthetic stuff. Grow your own in your parents' backyard like the good kids do.
Please.
That synthetic crap, please. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Colbert Show.
This week on AmeriCast.
I discovered TMOS was a podcast, I think, in early 2010 when I was living in upstate New York, and I've been listening ever since. The thing that's really sucked me in is so much the fact that, you know, it can go in any direction, and really, it's like the players are kind of opening themselves up to you. Like, they're opening up their lives to you.
So go to the TMOS app and download AmeriCast, meet John Crandall, P1 fan of TMOS and more broadcasting, find out more about him, and hear about all the shows on AmeriCast.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. We've been telling you for a long time, Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains absolutely unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. You're still sending us your cards from Vistaprint, and we appreciate it, Rob Spiewak.
Today, we have a very special one. This comes from an investigation and protection guy. He's an investigation and security specialist. He's actually based in New Jersey, but comes to D.C. a lot. It's a beautiful two-sided card of Gary Stein.
Oh, nice.
Is it a PI? Is it a private investigator?
Gary Stein is a licensed private investigator. He revealed this on the Tony Perkins show.
I've got a videotape of your wife.
And also, buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt.
But anyway, the card is beautiful. Look, he has both sides. And he has, what do you call that, that scannable
that
QR
thing? Scan.
It has the QR scan right
QR
on.
Code.
It's so cool.
Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. It's never been so easy to look so professional. Totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, even raise print. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card. And remember, use the promo code TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, July 25, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Sometimes audio vaults lean towards musical, and today is one of those days. Do you know the name Marnie Nixon?
Ooh.
No, I don't.
Marnie Nixon is the only real screen time she ever had in Hollywood. She played one of the nuns in The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
But you know her voice. She is.
I remember her like it was yesterday. Oh, that one.
But here's the deal. She
The 1968 movie.
She was sort of a stunt singer on some of the biggest movies that were ever made. She worked up until just a few years ago. She was one of the singers on Mulan.
Okay.
But here's the deal. When you saw the movie A West Side Story and you saw Natalie Wood up on the screen, she did the acting, but Natalie Wood did not sing. It was the voice of Marnie Nixon. This is Marnie Nixon singing in West Side Story.
It all began tonight.
And it was sort of a secret at the time, but the people that were with the orchestra started talking about the fact, well, Natalie, she's not doing the singing. It's Marnie Nixon. And so the secret got out.
Didn't she do that on My Fair Lady, too? Yes. Sorry, Oscar. I'm diving right in. No. I'm driving right into the Queen College.
No, Mike, I'm so glad you bring that up, because actually one of the weird things,
singing for Julie Andrews, right?
Not Julie Andrews, for Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn in
So they couldn't sing?
No, but they could act, and they were names, and they had faces.
You couldn't get away with that these days.
But here's
no chance.
This is what's so cool. I isolated this. Listen to the very beginning of this from My Fair Lady. They actually do a small crossfade from Audrey Hepburn's voice into Marnie Nixon's voice, and if you listen very carefully, you can hear the voice change in the actual soundtrack.
The rain in Spain stays mainly.
Do you hear where it's doubled on the word rain?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they actually do the crossfade.
George,
and also, as a small piece of trivia, the first time anyone ever won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the answer was Marnie Nixon.
Wow.
All right.
That's trivia.
Give me just a second here. Hold on a second. Okay, come on back in. I was just letting the listeners back into the show.
Very good.
Thank you.
They're here just in time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We had a beautiful singer on in Marnie
time
Nixon.
Up.
You know who didn't sing so pretty?
Who's that?
Paul Simon last night at the convention.
No.
And
first
also,
of all, and they let him hang out there, Sarah Silverman and Al Franken, because I was thinking, well, it's the first lady. There's some security concern. No, they were waiting for Paul Simon's band to get their act together.
So he could bomb.
And the thing is he sang a song, Bridge Over Troubled Water, that he didn't sing. This is the equivalent of bringing Ringo in to sing Hey Jude. It's from the group, but he didn't sing it. And also, I wonder, it was so bad, if he could even hear his band or himself. But check this out. This is really one of the most notable moments from last night's convention.
When darkness comes and pain.
Please stop. Oh, God. That's horrible. You know, it's just, and the thing is,
I felt bad for him, and he looks great.
The most recent performance, I think, was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he was up there with Art Garfunkel.
Right.
And Art Garfunkel crushed
killed
him.
It. Yeah. Killed
it.
Killed
it. And it is absolutely in my top 10 of favorite songs.
Beautiful.
In the whole world. The song moves me, and he gets up there, and it was
he
frustrating
punted.
To watch.
Yeah, it's like he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, he punted. Well, he's always got that vibe anyway when he's, I didn't care for
it. Of course, Art Garfunkel's been able to preserve his instrument because he hasn't had a booking in 25 years.
He hasn't, that's true, but man, could he sing it at that time.
Yeah.
You remember the one, Rob?
Oh,
we both
God.
Watched it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Where he hit the high note and everything.
And remember, Art Garfunkel trashed a hotel room in Iowa City. Once. I always like to bring that up. Oscar, this one's for you.
Yes.
Oh, on The Bachelorette last night. It was so sad for Chase.
Chase
got to go into the fantasy suite with JoJo, and he said, JoJo, I love you. And JoJo sent him home.
Yeah, too soon, Mike.
Oh, way too soon.
Too soon.
This is so awkward. Here we go.
I'm definitely not scared, and I want to say that I'm 100% in love with you.
When you said that to me, I don't think I felt what I thought I was going to feel. I want... No. Talk to me. I want you to...
I didn't talk to you. I mean, I just threw myself out there.
Yeah, baby talk.
This.
So now love equals get the out?
No.
Wow.
Just, I'm trying to be fair, and I'm trying to be honest, and I'm trying to not let what happened to me happen to you. Blindsiding you or not being fair and not being honest.
You kind of just did all that.
Wait, I think there's a brilliance in Chase that nobody I think is seeing.
Yeah, it comes through there.
No, he's setting himself up to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, you know what? You're all right. You're absolutely right.
He's top tier, right? He's made it to the finals. Uh-huh. He puts the I love you out there so America's panties all fall around their ankles.
Right.
And then they vote him the bachelor.
You know, I will tell you, it's an interesting point you make, but I don't care.
All right. Then let us close with this, Mike. The world of Pokemon continues to go crazy. Pokemon Go, even in the world of soccer.
The manager of Manchester United, probably the most iconic soccer team, has banned his players from playing Pokemon Go. Yeah, the Manchester United manager said, "I want my players thinking about soccer, not some fun game where interesting things happen."
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Stay cool.
Soccer still taking its hits. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, hi to the people down in Ocean City, and we thank you. Want to give you that new address one more time to mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick. Our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. That's 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Our show today was brought to you by Warby Parker. Look at my new frames. Woo. Look at these. Look at these gorgeous frames here, guys. See those?
Nice.
Those are my newbies. Want to thank listener Brett Whitmarsh for putting in his Warby Parker order.
He's great.
We appreciate that. We love Warby Parker. They're the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy with the free home try-on program. You can try out five pairs for 5 days. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your five favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker, your alternative to overpriced eyewear, because there's no middleman. They sell directly to the customer. Check them out at warbyparker.com/TMOS. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your five favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.